where you're going back to Washington, our nation's capital, and bring in Barry Bloom of Forbes.com, who is there. Barry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. You know, crazy Sunday for us as usual, but what's new there?
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, tell us about it. I know there's a lot going on. Tell me some of the things that you've talked about this week.
Well, I mean, you know, you had the late-night firing of Mike Matheny last night by the Cardinals. You know, you've had Albert Pujols tie Ken Griffey Jr. with 630 home runs for sixth on the all-time list and then go on the disabled list the next day with a bad knee. You've had the Seattle Mariners starting to fall back to earth a little bit. And, you know, you've had really, you know, the same thing over in the National League with a couple of teams. So, I mean, going into the All-Star break, you know, I think it's very interesting as we're setting up for the run the second half of the season.
So, Barry, you're out at the Futures game out in Washington. What do you look for when you go to a Futures game? Sometimes, I mean, you get guys across all levels of minor league baseball. I went to one of them here back in 2007. But when you're looking at guys, I know you're watching some of the top prospects, but what do you look for in these Futures games?
Well, it always seems like, you know, as I've covered them over the course of the years, you know, I've come up with some guys who have been, you know, great prospects who have made it into the major leagues. The two that come right off the top of my head are basically, you know, Austin Romine, who was in one of these games in Anaheim and is now starting catcher for the Yankees with Sanchez out. And you know, the other one is Chris Owings, who played, I think, at Citi Field and is a big part of off the bench coming, playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But today I'm really centering in on a couple of the Padre guys who are here, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Urias. Fernando Tatis is the third highest prospect in the major leagues. And obviously the top prospect in baseball. He's playing at Double-A for the Padres. And this kid, Urias, who's a good shortstop and second baseman, is playing next to him at second base today. And, you know, he's a Triple-A, and both of them are really highly touted for the Padres system for the near future.
Barry Bloom with us at Forbes.com, and Barry, very good columns this week. One that caught my eye was really good about Clayton Kershaw. Still has to polish Hall of Fame credentials. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's sort of that created a lot of tumult. You know, kind of like the designated hitter column created a lot of tumult. And especially, you know, I was covering the Dodgers a lot this week, you know, talking to Davey Roberts and some other people about it. And you know, what I mean is that, you know, when you look at a guy who has 147 wins, I don't care how devalued the win is in this day and age of baseball, that's not a lot of wins to be considered for an automatic berth in the Hall of Fame. Plus, his 7-7, 4.35 ERA in the postseason. To me, I mean, I put a list together of 13 pitchers who I'd rather have in a big game over the course of history than hurts Kershaw. And of course, you know, probably the top of my list is Whitey Ford. Number two is Bumgarner. And Bumgarner, with 106 wins, is probably not getting in the Hall of Fame either, as great a postseason performer as he's been. You know, we're in an era here where, to me, it's the worst crop of future Hall of Famers in the 10 to 20 year range. And I think we talked about this on the show a few weeks ago. It really in history. To me, I look at it and go, the only one who's is a lock is Albert Pujols. That's it. Now you can consider other people. Now I've seen in the last couple of days, you know, Sabathia is a lock. Utley should be going into the Hall of Fame. Molina should be going into the Hall of Fame. What? These guys are not going into the Hall of Fame, and they're certainly not locks. I mean, these guys are like 7th, 8th, 9th ballot guys if they do ever get in. You know, I don't think people understand the Hall of Fame voting and that it's 75% and how hard it is to get in.
Well, a lot of people attest to that. Jeff Kent is one of them. He could barely stay on the ballot. Barry Bloom with us, Forbes.com. One last thought for you. The excitement. Here, you know, we're thousands of miles away. You know, you have all the events around the All-Star game. You have the big convention and all that. What's the excitement level of this city of Washington around baseball now?
Oh, I think it's up there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on downtown. We just came from the Fan Fest. There were thousands of people at that this morning, early in the morning. You know, there's a lot of activity on the streets. I think all these things are obviously going to be sold out. I mean, it's the first time the All-Star Game's been here since 1969. So it's been a long time coming. And, you know, we'll hope the weather holds out. Plus, you know, they've got their hometown Guy Harper in the Home Run Derby and starting in the outfield. You know, what more could the and probably Scherzer starting the game. So what more could the national fans want at locally when an All-Star team comes rolling into town?
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, I know you're going to tweet out today. Tweet out something about Helio Ramos and Sean Anderson, if you think about it, the two giant guys.
I will, okay.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Barry, thank you so much. You know, it's funny. We do so many of these with Barry every Sunday. This is the most excited you've ever been.
He's fired up.
You think I sound fired up?
There
yeah,
you go, yeah.
Yeah, you're cooking today. Very good.
Well, great.
Very good. All right.
I didn't take my Nebutol today, so that's probably what it was.
That must be it. Well, enjoy the day. Seriously, tweet out about Ramos and Sean Anderson. I'd like to hear about it.
If they do something, I will.
If they do anything, if they get in the game, let me know.
Okay, I'll take care of it for you.
Very good.
All right, there you go.
A little contrarian, but he will take care of business. All right, Barry, have a great day. Thank you.
See you next week. Bye.
All right. That is Barry Bloom. Boy, he was excited today.
He was gassed up. He even got gassed up about Hall of Fame voting. I mean,
no
he
kidding.
Was not having Yadi Molina in the Hall. He's not having CC, who's damn close to 3,000 career strikeouts. The Hall of Fame one is always a fun discussion.